It was sometime around the turn of the century. Now, not the one marked by the worry of the Y2K bug, but the one before that. A fisherman got a sweet tooth and used what he had on hand to whip up a tasty dessert. Sponge fishing was a booming new business in South Florida, but the margins were slim, so the rations were meager on the boat. Some sugar, eggs, canned milk, soda crackers, some nuts, citrus fruit. The boats would stay out for 6 days at a time because the best sponge fishing occurred far from the shore, sometimes as far as 30 miles out. There, under the stars, on that gently rocking sponge boat, this fisherman made the very first key lime pie. Word spread quickly among the close-knit fisherman community, and the cool tart pie became a staple on those fishing trips. One of these men, maybe even the one who made that inaugural pie, shared the recipe with some women folk, one in particular. We don't know much about Aunt Sally, not even a last name. We do know, however, that she had a job as the household cook for Florida's very first self-made millionaire, William Curry, also known as Rich Bill. Mr. Curry came to South Florida as a penniless Bahamian immigrant and made his fortune in the ship salvage business. Mr. Curry also had a sweet tooth. About the only other thing we know about Sally was that she, too, was from the Bahamas. Now, I picture as plump because, you know, what really good cook doesn't carry a few extra pounds? Aunt Sally's key lime pies became a staple at the Curry Mansion and were offered on the menu when Rich Bill would entertain great men of state and captains of industry. Some of them, no doubt, asked for the recipe, and soon all the housekeepers in Key West knew how to make that now famous pie. The first official mention of it, however, didn't occur until it appeared in a Works Progress Administration publication in the 1930s. Now, like all good origin stories, this one's part history and part folklore, but the popularity of the key lime pie for over a century is fact indeed. Over the years, many variations of this pie have developed. You can find it made with graham cracker crust as well as traditional pie crust, and most Floridians insist on using key limes only, while others seem content with those run-of-the-mill limes. Now, one hallmark of authenticity is color. A real key lime pie is yellow, and if you run across a green one, the color likely comes from the addition of food coloring. The recipe I use is pretty standard, except I like to pay homage to that very first pie by making a crust made with crushed saltine crackers and pecans. Now, this is probably pretty close to what that first fisherman might have made. Now, key limes are sometimes hard to procure at your local grocery store, but you can usually find it bottled, and that works pretty well in this recipe. Now, you can get my full version on the website. The string of people and events that make up the history of the key lime pie is fascinating indeed. So when making this pie for family and friends, you can tell them the story of sponges and fishermen, of Aunt Sally and Mr. Curry, and enjoy a delicious taste of history.
Scott Hutchison works in economic and community development for Purdue University and writes about food, family, and community for newspapers, magazines, radio, and TV. You can hear The Hungry Hoosier the first and third Tuesday of the month on WBAA.